Well, Coach Mike Smith's joined us here from Flowery Branch on a Victory Monday, and nice to be able to say that, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of forgot what it was like. Yeah. We got some work done this morning, and we're on to Carolina.
Give me a couple things from yesterday that catches your eye when you go back and look at it on tape, Coach.
Well, I thought that we did some very good things on the defensive side of the football. I thought we stopped the run. They had 93 yards. 40 of those rushing yards were quarterback scrambles. We were able to apply pressure to the quarterback. The 4 sacks, 11 hits were most for the year, and we left some opportunities out there as well. And then on the offensive side of the ball, when we had to make some plays there in the fourth quarter, our guys stepped up and made some plays.
So, man, I know it's something you've been talking about through the 5 weeks that you've been trying to scratch out a win, but it looked like it really resonated with some of your veteran players. OCU Manure is the guy that comes to mind, that the energy the football team played with, not just for a half or three quarters, but for 4 quarters of football, seemed much better than you'd had a chance to witness over the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, the energy, Dave, was very good. The guys were able to sustain it throughout the game. We played with consistency. We didn't get down when we lost the lead there in the fourth quarter, and we matched it and came back, and where it was able to also put a little insurance on there, and it was good to see the defense make some plays. The turnovers and sacks there in the last 5 minutes of the ball game were critical.
Smitty, can there be a situation where you got a couple of young offensive linemen that hadn't played very much? James Stone at center, who's playing solidly for you, it looks like, in place. Ryan Schrader stepped up nicely at the right tackle spot over the last couple of weeks. But can there be a situation in game planning where you hear so much about, we got to get a quarterback a couple of quick throws to get him in a rhythm? You guys made a concerted effort to come out and pound the football, get after him physically up front. Does that let an offensive lineman settle into his game?
I think it does. We really felt like we needed to establish the run, and we did it out of a couple of different personnel groupings. We brought in Gabe Karimi as one of the tight ends, and we had our fullback taking more snaps there in the first half, and it allowed us to set the tempo and win the line of scrimmage. I thought we had a very good plan to neutralize McCoy, and I don't think that he really was a game wrecker in the ball game at all. I thought that we did a very good job neutralizing him, and it was done by scheme. I thought the coaches had a good plan, and then the players went out there and executed. And basically, it's the center and the two guards for the majority of the time.
Well, you almost frustrated McCoy and his counterpart McDonald on the inside to jump offside. They were trying to get a quick jump on the snap, and you probably, because of your play up front, lured them into a couple of stupid penalties.
It was like 4 or 5, I think, by the time we were done. Right, offside calls.
Yes, and that was a big part of the game. We won the battle, not only of turnovers, but we won the penalty battle, and we felt like we could maybe. Get them a little frustrated. They try to always jump the ball. Their team coming in the game was leading the league in encroachment. So I thought Matt did a very good job with his cadence and his flexion. We went into it thinking we were going to be able to get that done, and our guys, for the most part, did a good job. We had a couple of false starts. One really hurt us when we had the ball down on the 10-yard line, and then we had a sack, and then we had the drop. Play in the end zone and had to settle for a field goal, but they did a good job on the offensive line, and we're going to continue to see improvement with our offensive linemen. I have no doubt about that. We've got some guys that are starting to get experience. They've got a couple of games under their belt, and they're just going to continue to get better and better.
Coach, oftentimes when there's an open date, bye week in the schedule, there's a lot of, we touched on this going to it, there's a little bit of self-scouting, a little bit of evaluation, as well as maybe getting ready for the next opponent. How much of that combination proved successful for you yesterday?
Well, I think it helped us in a number of ways. When we got back from England, as a coach, you really wanted that next game to get here as quick as possible because of the outcome the previous week. But we put that behind us, and as a coaching staff, we evaluated things that we have done good and things that we've done poorly. And more importantly, as I said, it's really about the, how are you going to fix the things. And I thought we did a pretty darn good job of fixing some things, and felt like we did some things that were going to help us be successful, you know, throughout the game. Some of the things that you did in the first quarter may not have had as big effect as you thought, but they really helped in the fourth quarter.
Spenny, I think you got two guys on the corners that I think are just dogs. They continue to play hard. You put them in positions where they have to play bump and run and tight. And you talk about a difficult matchup now. You're talking about two guys that are 6'5", that can jump out of the gym. Both of them can run. How proud are you of Robert Alford? He got targeted a number of times, gave up a play here or there. But he's the guy that makes the play at the end of the game that tips the ball where Lowry can make the play. You got to be proud of a kid hanging in there like that, knowing that they were attacking him all day long.
Yes, you just got to keep fighting. And as a corner, you've got to have a short memory. And I thought he did a great job there at the end. And of course, that was a spectacular interception. And we're just glad that
30 seconds.
It was done right in terms of the replay. We were under 2 minutes, and we got it right. And that's why I think everybody likes some aspect of the replay system.
Yeah, well, we're going to cover some ground here. Dave brought this up on the air yesterday. We come back, challenges and a booth call all in one possession. Unbelievable. Three separate challenges. We'll get to it. More with Coach Mike Smith from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.